We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Put the gun down.
Ned Oliver is a reporter for the Virginia Mercury. He joins us now to kind of shine a light on some of these gun-related pieces of legislation that President Trump seems to be championing that have stalled in the Virginia General Assembly. What specifically are you talking about, Ned?
Hey, John. Yeah, we're talking about the red flag laws. Donald Trump has been an advocate for those for some time. It was part of a recommendation from his school safety committee, and he reiterated those calls earlier this week in his remarks following those two mass shootings. Basically, they allow police to temporarily confiscate firearms from people who a judge decides are a danger to themselves or to others. They usually follow requests from relatives or friends who are concerned about a loved one who maybe owns one or more guns but has expressed suicidal thoughts or discussed shooting people. And they've been enacted in 17 states, including Florida, New York, Connecticut, Illinois, California. Virginia has considered that legislation twice, and both times it's been voted down in committee along with most of the other gun legislation that the Democrats have proposed.
Yeah, the red flag laws that have passed in the other states, how have they crafted these laws so that Republicans could vote for them? Because I can hear right now my conservative friends who are very concerned that you get crosswise with somebody in your family, or, you know, you get mad and post something on Facebook that somebody doesn't like, they call the cops and say, oh, he's on the edge of violence. And the next thing you know, an activist judge is stripping you of your gun and throwing you in jail. And, you know, the cascading potential effects of that are significant.
The law that was proposed in Virginia is very similar, as I understand it, to what other states have enacted. I think what we've seen in some of those states with Republican legislatures that have passed them is just a sense that any downsides are outweighed by the potential upsides. If you look at Florida, they passed their law very shortly after the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, where authorities said the shooter had for years shown concerning signs, and the authorities didn't feel like they really had the tools they needed to act.
I mean, oftentimes when you pass legislation in an emotionally charged moment, the law isn't the best. So that's interesting that we can track when these things go through. Is there a due process element where the subject of this potential confiscation can contest it in front of a judge?
Yeah, and that's exactly the concern that Republicans who opposed it earlier this year raised. They don't like the idea of a judge allowing someone to take guns away without that person being able to challenge the order beforehand.
Right.
Basically, as drafted, the subject of the protective order would be able to challenge the order, but only after it was imposed, essentially. The argument is that it might not be practical in the kinds of scenarios the law envisions to bring the person who you're worried might want to go shoot a bunch of people, but schedule a hearing first before you try to do something about it.
I think I remember the president saying something about take the guns first and then go to court later, which, of course, brought on a quick rebuke from his Second Amendment supporters. Has there been a response here in Virginia? Have we heard from Republican legislators? Or, you know, Governor Northam, he seems to pop up whenever he has an issue like this that he thinks will placate the base that's, you know, rattling around for his head.
Democrats have renewed their calls for support, especially after Trump mentioned it again. Republicans are just not impressed by that Trump endorsement was my takeaway earlier this year. Delegate Rip Sullivan, a Democrat, was making the case to the House subcommittee that hears all of this legislation every year. And he kept trying to stress the Trump thing, and the chairman, Delegate Matt Ferris, was just like, no, tell me what the bill says, not who supports it. So
really,
I don't know where that gets us.
And do you following whether people are fundraising off of this? I mean, it's a practical reality with campaigns, but it's also seen by many to be in very poor taste. Is anybody doing that here in Virginia?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. It's not something I've noticed if it is happening.
Yeah, I click through. I mean, it's one of the things I scour the email, every day, like, okay, who's jumping on what issue? It's crass right now, but you can bet what in a couple of weeks it's bound to be a part of almost every email that's sent out on both sides of the issue, I suspect.
Yeah, I think it'll be really interesting. What I've been reading since Monday is that the push for these red flag laws might be moving towards the federal level, and it sounds like there might be some support among GOP leadership to pursue those. So I'll be interested to see what happens. But but I asked House leaders and Senate leaders after the president made his remarks earlier this week if that changed their view, and they said no, that they think basically their concerns that they've raised earlier still stand.
Yeah, it's hard to get over them, to be honest with you, if you feel very strongly about gun rights. Ned Oliver, stay in touch with us. Let us know if you hear anything else. Reporter for the Virginia Mercury. Always appreciate it when you come on.
Sure. Thanks, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.